So we'll take a moment of silence here to settle in. A few moments, let's say. And so when I say that, each one of you should take the time for yourself. Don't worry about the group. Don't worry about me. Literally come back to yourself. Bring all your energy back to you. Feel how you've been focused outward because we've been conversing. And now is the time to bring it back to you. And feel your seat and feet and breath. And if there's anything nagging at you from the outer world, release the energy cord from that and let it retract into your being so that you really can feel yourself from inside yourself. Give yourself a big rest from the world. And just sense your nerve endings. That even in our more refined atmosphere, even our conversation is hard on our nerves. And let's invite ourselves to quiet down a little more. There's a little bit of will that we use, and that is to direct the body to quiet down. It's an invitation, and it's also a directive. It's not a command, it's a directive. Now you have the chance to settle down nerves. Let's take this opportunity to do that. So that is more of a directive, and it gives shape and structure to your body and being. So here we are using the mind in a positive sense to help the body settle down. We tend to forget that we can use our mind in a constructive way. It's very hard to find that delicate balance between being a directive or a guidance for the body versus commanding or wishing it to do something. There we go. And now allow your mind to sink into the body, becoming aware of your breath, of your belly, breathing. Of the lower back softening. And notice how your mind is integrating with your body. Your attention is coming inward. You're no longer outside. You're more inner. And the mind that would be attending to something outside is now attending to the inner, more subtle. And this is how mind and body come into harmony. As you focus more inward and settle more inward, the mind comes into harmony with the heartbeat, with the breath, with the rhythms of the circulation. And as the mind and body start to harmonize, the tension in the body starts to release because there's no pull or separation from the mind. And notice the tailbone and the coccyx starting to relax, and the hip bone starting to release. And maybe the shoulders are softening and lowering, and you can become aware of your hands and the energy in your hands. And you're starting to integrate your mind with your body. And sometimes this happens when you work with your breath. If you really learn to let go into the breath, and one of the spiritual practices is synchronizing with your heartbeat. And then synchronizing with the cranial sacral pulse, which comes from the root chakra, the base of the spine. And then we come down to the calf muscles and feel your consciousness flowing down through your body into the calf muscles. And as you're integrating mind and body, there's a sense of reunion, of reuniting with a part of your being you'd been separated from. And feel the energy in the calf muscles starting to flow. And a little more lightness coming in and a little more expansiveness and more integration. In other words, the mind and body are together here. The mind's not thinking one thing and ignoring the body. That's what's called separation. That is mind-body fragmentation. This is mind-body integration and harmony. And come on down to your feet, to the soles of your feet, to the centers on the soles of the feet. And feel the energy there. And connect with Mother Earth and the energy and love of Mother Earth's energy. And let the mind sink and rest and harmonize with the flow. Now, of course, you can easily separate the mind out and think of something different, not present to what we're doing, but then you can bring it back. And you can feel the difference between how you feel when you separate out the mind versus when you bring the mind into harmony with the body. And we'll sit with this in silence for a few minutes so you can figure this out for yourself in your own body with your own mind. Now, as the body and the mind get comfortable being reunited, your being begins to radiate light in your bubble. And the frequency of your unique body and mind coming together resonates throughout your field, throughout your bubble. Filling your bubble with all that is you, that is in harmony and beauty. And relax into that bubble, allowing it to expand and fill. Now let's be patient. If you notice yourself judging or comparing or feeling like you're not doing it right, you're trying to get somewhere. That's being impatient. If you allow this to gently open and happen, unfolding second by second, then you're coming back into a patient mode. So this practice helps integrate your being and develop the unique you. Each one of you has a mind and a body that is very unique to you. The frequency is different, the flavor is different, the colors are different, the tones are different. And by doing this practice, it's allowing you to become you. It's growing your unique seed of being into the expression of you in an integrated way. So it has an immediate effect of calming us down, helping us notice the mind coming in harmony with the body and understanding that. But it has a farther reaching effect in creating the unique integrated you. So this is when a practice, you'll see the result of the practice in your life as well as in the practice.